Welcome to the Inside Out Money Podcast. Can't even recognize this place. Too many pieces of our past mistakes. Hi, I'm Maggie, and I believe real change starts from the inside out. So let's work together to improve our money and our lives from the inside out. We will explore all things money and our relationship with it. Join me each week with a rotating set of co-hosts, friends, and interviews. Let's jump in. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Inside Out Money. This is a personal finance podcast focused on redefining wealth from the inside out. Each week, I speak with a rotating set of co-hosts about a different financial topic to help you improve your financial mindset and tactics. And today we've got Andrew, and we are going to discuss what we don't spend money on. I think you can learn as much from what you don't spend money on as what you do spend money on.
Yeah, we talk a lot about what we do spend money on for our expense reviews, which we've done two of them so far.
Yeah, two
right?
of them.
Yeah, we did mid one last year and then end of year this year. And then we'll do another mid year one.
Yeah, we'll do a mid one and we'll have Erica in it because everybody's on Monarch now. So we'll have a mid year Monarch review.
Right. Yeah, but I totally agree that you can learn a lot from people and on what they spend money on and as much from what they don't spend money on, right?
Yeah, very true. So I am all about intentional spending. And I think part of this is, you know, what we don't value spending money on. And for me, it's just interesting to, in the same way that we'll talk about what we do spend money on, to think about and almost sort of appreciate / validate what I don't spend money on. And even as I was jotting down some ideas, Andrew, you put more in of what you don't spend money on. And I was like, oh, you're right. Some of them I do spend money on and then some of them I don't. And like all things, this isn't meant to be judgmental or like, you know, you'll see there's some differences and some similarities between Andrew and I. But we're all going to spend money on things differently. We're all going to value things differently. And so, you know, don't beat yourself up if you spend money on stuff we don't spend money on. But it's a fun exercise to, I think, list out what you don't spend money on thoughtfully and intentionally and kind of, you know, take a moment and appreciate it.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, so these are in no particular order. I'll start with my first one that I realized recently because my mom actually just asked me to wash her car also, is I don't spend money on car washes or car cleaning, right? Like I do it all myself. And, you know, once forever ago, I bought some nice car washing supplies and I haven't bought any since then. And Greg was just telling me that there's like one of the fastest growing businesses in terms of like new businesses or something was car washes. And I was like, really? Mm-hmm. I was like certain things. I'm like, who gets car washes? Like that's fancy.
You can get a monthly subscription to most places now.
I mean, I will say I see car washes like on every corner lately, I feel like. I was even in a town, like we were at a volleyball tournament this weekend, like kind of in the middle of nowhere, or it felt like a very small town in the middle of nowhere to me. And there was like a very not fancy looking car wash, I'll say, just very low key. I don't know what's this, low infrastructure, whatever. There was like a line of cars waiting to get washed. The one thing I will say, and I remember actually on the Cash Cuties podcast, one of the that I was on once made a comp. We were talking about this and he was like, he lives in LA and he doesn't have a yard. I don't even think he has access to a hose. And so I do get if you live in a, you know, higher density urban area, it might be harder to actually be able to. But like I have a house and a driveway and I like to be outside. So for me, it's kind of I really don't even like mind washing my car.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wash your own car? I'm going to venture to guess you do, but I'm not sure about that, Andrew.
I used to when I had the Tesla, I was very particular about it. Mm-hmm. And I did my own washing. I actually they have this new waterless washing stuff that's fantastic. And it's not waterless.
I was going to say, I don't understand how that's possible. I was about to say, like, teach me how to have a waterless car wash.
It's rinseless.
Okay, that makes sense.
I definitely recommend that stuff for washing if you are going to wash it. But once I sold the Tesla, I have not washed my car or Crystal's car in a long time.
Is it that you're not washing the cars or you're paying someone else to do it?
Typically, we're not. Well, first, I just don't drive my car very much. So mine doesn't get that much use. And then for Crystal's, sometimes the dealer will wash it if we're doing service or something like that. But it's pretty rare that we'll actually wash that one too.
Yeah. Okay. What's next? What's something you don't spend money on?
This is a good one that we've talked about before. So liquid IV and gels is one that I've talked about a little bit in the past. But
like athletic gels that you...
Yeah, right. So a lot of sports nutrition stuff, I make my own. And so I always get a chuckle out of liquid IV when I see it in Costco and how expensive it is. And it's literally just sugar. Sugar and salt is...
It's sugar, salt, and like flavoring, right?
Correct.
Like a lemonade or a strawberry or something.
Right. Yeah, it has a little bit of flavoring in it. So shout out to Liz from Liz Gets Loaded. Her and I had some discussion about this, and she went back to it because she said she likes the taste.
She said she didn't like it. She tried to make it with your recipe, said she didn't like it, right?
Yeah, so I use Country Time lemonade is my go-to. So Country Time lemonade and a pinch of salt is pretty darn similar to liquid IV.
I'm going to try it with my kids because we have a bunch of Country Time lemonade that we bought from a trip. We don't usually serve anything but water in our house, really, but or soy milk. But I'm going to try it and see if they notice. Like, I'm not going to tell them. I almost want to, like, put it in a little... You know, so well, okay, we'll put
a trick.
Yeah, like in something that looks like I'm gonna like pour it back into a liquid IV. I'm gonna do that. Well, I'm gonna open one,
take it out, put it back in,
and then let them see me.
You hand it back to them with it open. And
psychologically, exactly. Here, I already opened it for you. Like, enjoy. Right. Well, half the time they ask me to make it for them, like before a game or practice, anyways. And so, okay, so I think can we put links to some like. Did you find these recipes like online, or you literally just like made them up?
No, I literally just made them myself. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so
my Country Time lemonade, it's just whatever's on the box or what's on the canister for Country Time. And then I put other stuff in it sometimes. Like, I'll put glucose if I want to make it stronger or something like that. But really, the only thing you need is Country Time lemonade and a pinch of salt.
And literally like a pinch, like between my fingers, a pinch of salt.
Yes, you could do that if you're working out a lot more like I am. I'll go to a quarter teaspoon.
Okay, but that probably tastes like really salty too.
It doesn't taste that salty. Oh, okay. I mean, the Country Time lemonade masks it.
Okay, and these gels, like what are you putting in those?
That is just same thing. It's pretty much Country Time lemonade, straight table sugar, and some glucose powder.
And then some liquid or something.
Yeah, and then water.
Okay.
Right.
And then you just like put it in a little, I picture you like putting in a shampoo bottle for some
reason. I've got a flask. I've got a soft flask. And Cliff Shot is a really popular energy gel. And I mirrored my recipe off the nutrition label and the macros for the Cliff Shot.
So for anyone who needs like a more specific recipe than you just shared, I will say I just Googled make your own energy gels. There are ton of, like, there's Copycat GU gels, how to make your own energy gels on Outside Magazine, The Planted Runner, Triathlete. There's a ton of like very good sources, it looks like, for that. And I would imagine Google's great for everything.
Yeah.
Make your own liquid IV, also very specific. This is even one that's like lemon juice, lime juice, water, salt. Mm-hmm. Natural sweetener. I mean, you don't even need the Country Time lemonade part. And so anyways, it's easy to find recipes for stuff like this. You can make your own Starbucks drinks. I mean, there's mm-hmm. really like, you can make your own everything.
Since I go through like some for like the casual person, it's not going to be a huge money saver, right? But for someone like me who goes through so much of this stuff, it actually adds up.
Yeah. And that, I mean, we do like liquid IV for like our whole volleyball team for certain games. I mean, it's like $30 for a container, maybe more, I think. And so, I mean, it can add up even if you're having to like give it to a bunch of kids or something at a sport event. So,
yeah.
Okay. One for me is I do not spend money on a house cleaning service, which I probably talked about before. I have at times in my life, but I don't because I kind of like cleaning. I now have the time. And even when I didn't, quote, like have the time, I kind of found it to be like a somewhat therapeutic activity. And I'm like also really particular and kind of just like high control over how I want things cleaned. And like, I never really like when we did have a house cleaning service, like I just always felt like they were a little rough with certain things and like kind of banging vacuums around. Like, I just am like very particular about things. And it's my own, a little bit of my own idiosyncrasies, along with the fact that I don't mind the activity. And I put on a good book or podcast. I've got my headphones in. I've got my noise canceling headphones in so I can vacuum. I can do everything. And I do pay for, I do have a Roomba, which I love, upstairs. So it tends to require like a lot less vacuuming or sweeping upstairs. But I even like sweeping. I think sweeping's kind of like, you know, like a Karate Kid. It's an important, yep. Good exercise. Do you, I know we've talked about this in expense review, but I can't remember. Do you pay for?
We do pay for someone.
You do? Okay. That's one where we're different.
Yeah, that was one where, ultimately Crystal and I just decided to, that's one thing where we'll splurge.
Yeah. And that's one where, like, look, I got, like we said at the beginning, no judgment on any of these, but definitely no judgment on this. This is one that, like, I know so many people were like, this is the difference between sanity and not sanity in terms of just their routine and, you know, their house being clean and all that. So, yeah. Okay. What's next for you?
Next for me, I put down clothing. Clothing's a big one where, you know, if you look at our spending, we buy very little clothing now, which is kind of ironic because I work for a clothing company. But, you know, speaking of work, one thing I did was I basically moved to what I call my work uniform. So since
like Steve Jobs style, you got like a black turtleneck and
pretty much I
you
wear
have your own uniform though.
I have my own uniform. I wear jeans and sneakers and polo shirts. And
like a short sleeve polo shirt or like
short sleeve polo in the winter and then in the short sleeve polo in the summer and then in the winter I'll throw a sweater on.
Okay.
And you know, it's I do it for two reasons. One is because I bike to work and so I have all my clothes at work. Mm-hmm. And two, because I just don't have to buy work I don't have to buy business casual clothes anymore. And and so, you know, during the pandemic I was in shorts and jeans and a t-shirt every single day and no one cared. So just because we're back in the office, I decided to kind of just adopt that. And so I'm not having to buy work clothes anymore. And then I get so many race t-shirts because of all the racing that I do that I've got a stack of race t-shirts that I just rotate through for my weekend wear. So
nice. Well, wait, I got multiple questions on this. One, you can wear sneakers and like nobody gives you a hard time. Like it's casual enough at work.
Yeah.
Do most other people have sneakers on?
It's a mixture.
Okay.
You know, I'd say probably like the executive team has gone back to like is more business casual.
Yeah.
Right.
I definitely hit a point at work where I was like probably I don't know a way to say it other than I was probably one of the least nice dressed people at my level.
Yeah.
And I just didn't care. I was like, you know what? I'm like respectable enough.
Yeah.
A long time, like early in my career, someone in HR actually like made a comment about how I dressed. My shoes, I think. I don't remember. I don't remember it now. And I was like, oh, I didn't think anyone cared or noticed. But thanks. Okay. Other thing. I know we've teased this like on one other episode and I know this, but will you share, just because we might have a moment for it now, will you share you cycle to work a lot and it's like a really far, I was going to say drive, ride. What is your system for like your clothing at work? Because I was fascinated by this when you first told it to me.
Yeah, so I definitely have a system in place. I have basically all my clothes are at work. And then when it rains or I need to go to Costco, the Costco is near work. I will literally take my rollerboard in with all my clean clothes and then rollerboard suitcase. And then I swap everything out. So I've got like 30 sets of underwear and
in a desk drawer somewhere.
In my cabinets in my office. Right.
Don't ever open your cabinets like looking for files. It's just full of underwear and shirts and socks and
yeah.
Okay. So you like come to work in your cycling.
I come to work in all my cycling gear. That?
Not a onesie.
And then I have my jeans, my sneakers. I've got a pair of sandals, like Adidas sandals that I'll slip those on. And then I change in our bathroom. I use waterless soap, true waterless soap, which is
kind of
awesome.
Like the waterless car wash stuff.
It's not like that. Yeah. So I got off of Amazon. It's the same stuff they use in hospitals and nursing homes. And it's great. So I use that and I got everything that I need is there.
I'm Googling no rinse body wash and waterless soap. I didn't even know this was a thing.
I'll send you a link. Like the stuff is fantastic. Like if you need like traveling or camping or anything,
thinking,
like I get
yeah.
myself cleaner with that than I think like I get as clean getting out of the shower as I with that. I
might like to keep some places. While we're talking about things we're not buying, I've now made notes on all the things I'm going to buy. Okay. Well, thank you.
I mean, what's your point of view on clothing these days?
So I go through like high, you know, I was going to say highs and lows. Like, you know, it's funny. I just met up with someone on spring break that I used to work with. And she was like, shout out to Lori, by the way. She listens to the show sometimes. She was like, I totally remember something like forever ago, like one of the first times I met you or like was around you, you were talking about how you were going for like a whole year of not buying any new clothing. And I remember saying that in some like women's leadership session at IHG, and like half the people thought I was crazy. But I saw go through times where I'm like, I'm not going to buy any clothes. And like, I think I tried that last year, some year, and I was like, I can only spend what I sell in terms of clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I lately actually have been buying like more and more clothes, which is funny. Like just, I just kind of get it. Some of it's a little bit of like die with zero influence of like, I really do try to be, I don't buy nearly as many clothes as like, I'd say the average person or the average woman. But I do, you know, all my clothes that I'm buying are like, I hadn't bought clothes in so long, particularly like leisure clothes that, you know, like I bought a new pair of jeans recently that was like a slightly different style. And, you know, I like to buy clothes when I travel. I would say 80% of the clothing I have purchased in the last 2 years has been when I travel. Like when we were in Portugal, I bought a new pair of like gazelles, like Adidas gazelles that were like a purple color. And there's, I always love like shoes, particularly in Europe, because there's like different styles than you can even get in the US. And so I like to buy clothes when I'm traveling because I have time to do a little bit of shopping and I'm kind of more in that mode. And then I have like kind of a cool memory of that place. So like I have a kind of this like shirt jacket thing I bought when we were in Portugal too. And I like love it. And when I wear it, it makes me think of that trip. And so I like getting things in other places. Like rarely do I ever go out shopping in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It's more that I see something online that I really like, or I'm traveling and I buy something. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not like, it's not one of my top spend categories by any means, but I'm also not spending no money in this area. And I, you know, I buy new running shoes once or twice a year, stuff like that. I have a problem with REI. I try to just like, I haven't been in a while, even when they just had their 20% off coupon.
What about Lululemon?
I like Lululemon and I own a decent amount of Lululemon, but that stuff lasts forever. So I rarely, I mean, I haven't bought anything. The last time I bought anything at Lululemon was when I was in London last summer. Old coworker works there and got us the employee discount, or maybe a friends and family discount or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I bought a few things there and I just had that shirt on the other day and it like made me think of our trip to London. But I do, I like Lululemon's clothes because I like the style and I wear definitely a more athletic style of clothing when I am, I was going to say when I am wearing clothes, but, you know, when I'm out and about and not like in pajamas around the house.
It's interesting you mentioned the Lululemon doesn't wear out. One thing I think about a lot when it comes to clothing is just cost per wear.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just I try and buy, if I am going to buy something, I'm trying to buy higher quality things that will last. And cost per wear is kind of a good way mentality to think about it.
Yeah. Okay. One thing I don't buy, pre-cut fruits and vegetables. That's for suckers. I mean, I said I wasn't going to be judgmental, but that one just like... This one, I hate, I'm like such a frugal person and I kind of like, you know, it takes me like a minute to do it. I posted something recently on Instagram on this because it's so expensive. Yeah. It's so much more expensive. And I posted something because Michael Greger, who is of nutritionfacts.org and has written Love How Michael Not to Greger. Die and How Not to Age. And yeah, we've talked about him. He like, it's an older video, but he posted something about how like cut up vegetables have more endotoxins in them because they're like exposed to, the insides of them are exposed to open air and they just as a result collect more bacteria and gunk and stuff. And I posted something about it and was just curious. And I will say, like, you know, I'd say like 70% of the responses were they cut their own vegetables. And some people reminded me they like to, they, you know, pre-cut stuff for perhaps for someone in the home with a disability who can't cut their stuff on their own. Of course, that makes sense. I mean, and then also I like pre-cutting stuff like once I'm home so that I have ready to go stuff and it's easier to, you know, have that stuff prepped at times. But I just will rarely, unless I'm like traveling and not even like if I don't have an Airbnb and I just need like some fruit and I'm in a grocery store and I have to kind of buy pre-cut because I'm driving in a car or something, I'll buy it. But man, the markup is rough. I just can't, I can't in good conscience do it.
Yeah, we don't buy any pre-cut fruits and vegetables. The one that always cracks me up is the peeled orange in the plastic container at Whole Foods. If only there was just a really good way to carry an orange.
Yeah. If I want to peel an orange, I just hand it to Greg or a tangerine. He is a gentleman, a true gentleman, and he always peels it for me because I don't like to get my, I don't like that.
Of course not.
Like,
of course not.
You know, that
not.
Thing, that feeling on my
you,
fingers.
You could hire an orange peeler.
You That's can. Great. You can marry an orange peeler is what you can do. Oh, he's an unpaid orange peeler.
I feel like we should have like a listing of jobs. I mean, jobs that Greg has for Maggie.
He also is in charge of my vitamins.
Well, he does Monarch, right?
So he does Monarch. Like
Monarch vitamins.
Right now, he's washing the dishes.
Washing dishes.
He helps the kids with their math homework. Even though I would like to state I was very good at math in high school, and my highest SAT score is on math, not English, but he helps all the kids with math because he remembers it better than I do.
Nice.
He does a lot, so shout out to Greg. He's not in my category of things I don't spend money on. I'll spend money on Greg because he does a lot for me. Okay. What you got? What's one?
Next, eating out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a big one. I always like to hashtag we have food at home like you do on Instagram.
I love it. I spend more than you on eating out, but I love the hashtag we have food at home.
You know, this is we do it for two reasons. One is the health side. And that's probably the primary thing. It's just eating at home is just healthier, right? You have full control of everything that goes into what you're making. And the second piece is the cost. And, you know, I think those are the two big drivers for us. When we are on vacation, we eat out. So pretty much we'll do breakfast and lunch. We'll like make things or do that, but we'll pretty much always go out for dinner when we're on vacation. And we were just in Hilton Head last week, and it always is a good reminder for me just how crazy restaurants have gotten.
Everything
in terms of cost
is so expensive right now.
It's
so expensive. And for what you get, we went out once at spring break, and shout out to my mom who treated. I was like, this is like such a racket. And it wasn't even that, it was like okay. It wasn't that great. I was like, I actually think I could have, I don't know, it's not worth it. Greg heard a whole like earful from me about it. I mean, I like enjoy the, you know, family time. And then it's like the second the food's done, my kids are always like, can we go now? I'm like, yeah, like it takes, this is a process, you know, like you want to eat out, but then you don't want to deal with the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely like clothing, I'd say. I do spend on eating out, but I spend probably much less than the average person. And I do believe it is healthier. I'm kind of picky about what I'm putting into my body lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's much easier for me to eat like good, whole, healthy stuff that I like. And I just like, I know what I like.
Yeah.
And I really do truly like, I have a few like social things where, you know, I'll go eat out with friends and when I'm meeting up with someone.
Right.
But it's like I had a lunch with someone I really wanted to see on Friday, and I was like, you know, but I would rather just like eat at home, you know. And that, and it's funny, it's harder to like invite someone. Though we did have dinner with some friends recently, and I was like, no, I'm gonna make dinner. And I like made a good healthy dinner of like the stuff I've been eating. So, and it was, everybody was happy, it was delicious. We had a more, you know, chill environment to hang out in. So I like eating out sometimes, but I really do prefer to eat at home too.
Mm-hmm. Subtopics on this one, buying lunch at work. So this was a huge change for me. I probably the first, call it 20 years of my career, I pretty much ate out lunch every single day.
Like where?
Just at the, like, there's a cafeteria downstairs at work, or we'd go to a sandwich place, or I would never make lunch. I'd never bring lunch to work with me. I'd always be going out. And then when pandemic hit and I was at home, one of the things I liked most about working from home was being able to make lunch at home. And I was like, just because I'm going back to the office, let's change this up. And so along with bringing all my clothes into work, I bring all my food into work.
Yeah.
And so we've got a really nice kitchen and big fridges at work at Carter's. So I just bring all my food in. And so I kind of joke that my office is my wardrobe and my pantry.
Your second home. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I actually, when I did go to work or had a job, I always brought my lunch. The only time I didn't is when we had a work lunch and it was being paid for by work.
Yeah.
Or it was, you know, like that was taken, you know, bringing into the office, and like a lot of, we had a lot of like catered meetings because it was just like long meetings over lunch. And then if it was a social lunch out somewhere, but otherwise I always brought lunch, and I even kept like emergency lunches. Like I would keep like cans of soup and energy bars and stuff like that. And so it was mainly a time thing. It was not efficient for me. There wasn't a lot of places I could walk to, and I didn't like the cafeteria at work. It was really overpriced for what you got. And I was just like, I'm not going to get my car and go, so just waste a lot of time. And I never bought lunch. I think I ate in our cafeteria like twice in my entire time there in like 15 years.
And then another one is just takeout. So we never get takeout ever. I've never done Uber Eats. Like we never have pizza delivered. Like if I'm going to go get it.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I feel like I'm always disappointed when the food comes because it's either cold or it wasn't right or something. So
yeah,
we just never do takeout.
Yeah.
Do you do takeout?
I think Greg has talked about this before. When we eat out, I mean, it's 90% of the time we're eating out, it's socially. I'd say 10 to maybe 20% of the time. When it's just Greg and I, we will sometimes get takeout, but we never do Uber Eats or delivery. Yeah. We always go pick it up ourselves.
That's right. You prefer to eat at home.
It's because I want to eat on the couch.
You eat it on the couch at home.
I want to watch a good show, and I want to eat. I want to put my sweats on. You know, I don't want my stomach to be constrained in any way. I want to just have like full elasticity happening. Yeah. Nice. Okay. We'll take us to the next category. I used to spend so much money on books. Every time I thought I wanted a book, I just ordered that thing on Amazon. Didn't even think twice. Probably spent hundreds of dollars a year on books. Definitely spent that much. Then they just sit on my shelves. Half the time I won't even read them. I have not spent any more than $50 a year on books, magazines, puzzles, news subscriptions. I get it all from the public library. So I use Libby or Hoopla, which are apps where you can listen to audiobooks or ebooks, and you can listen to them on your Kindle or through their own apps. Same thing with cookbooks. I use Pinterest. Right when I went vegan, I bought a bunch of cookbooks, but honestly, it's easier for me to search for what I'm thinking about and find recipes online. And even when I hate when someone forwards me an article from the New York Times, or I see one on social media that I want to read, and then it's you got to have a paid login now to access half the sites. It's a little bit of a pain in the butt, but you can go through your local public library and get a 24-hour login to New York Times through it. And so I don't pay for any of those subscriptions to any news sites. I log in through my public library, which again, a little bit more work, but it's just not worth it to me to spend money on any of that stuff.
Good life hack is I set up a bookmark to that New York Times subscription link through my public library. And so I just click on that and it takes me right through, basically.
That's a good idea, because I go through a few steps. Yeah. I just started doing that recently, actually. Usually I just quit. I don't want the article bad enough. Or we have Apple, we have access to Apple News. So sometimes New York Times isn't on there, but sometimes I'd find what I'm looking for on there.
Apple News has gotten so annoying because everything is now subscription, basically. I stopped reading Apple News because...
Well, we actually get access to it through... because we do pay for Apple Music and Apple Fitness, which we may change because we don't do Spotify or anything. And so that's what our kids use to listen. That's what us and our kids use to listen to music. And we used to like it when they were younger because you could do non-explicit versions of songs. They had that. Spotify didn't. So I don't... Lately, I was thinking we need to maybe not subscribe to the Apple package we have anymore. But I do use a lot of it. I used to validate it based on... I use the fitness classes a lot, but I'm not using those anymore. You can't see... I'm showing Andrew my muscles. I've been doing this new workout routine, and I've got definition I've never had before. It was very exciting. Okay. Oh, speaking of that, the next on our list is actually... Yeah. I think this is both of us. Other than I did pay for that Apple membership, or I do pay for it, but it's not really for one thing. We get access to Apple TV, music, a bunch of things. I do not pay for workout classes or any gym membership. And neither does Greg. There's a time when he was doing this $10 gym in our neighborhood. It was real no frills, and he liked some of the weight machines. And then he kind of got tired of that. And we have most of the equipment that he wants at home. And so, and he does a lot of yoga, but he has a few yoga people on YouTube that he loves, and we're supporting them because they make money through the ad revenue. And so it's just not one where I'll spend money on good workout equipment, but I like working out at home. It makes it much more doable and reasonable to me. And you spend money on bikes, but it's same thing as workout equipment, right? You supplies for your activities, but no gym
for us.
Okay. And no haircuts for you either, right?
Yeah, that's one that we've changed. I love Crystal cutting my hair. She's not a huge fan of it anymore, but it is so nice just to be able to walk downstairs and get my hair cut.
Yeah, that's nice. Did she watch a video or something?
Yeah, she taught herself on YouTube during the pandemic. Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah, and she's been cutting the kids' hair as well. And so it's a good money saver.
Yeah. Greg still has his Flowbee, which I don't even think they make directly anymore, but he hooks up the vacuum, and it's great because if you ever come over, Andrew, we'll Flowbee your hair for you. Give Crystal a break 1 month.
Nice.
It's really nice. You just he knows what settings he likes for the tops and the sides and the back, and you attach it to the vacuum and it cuts everything at a uniform length, and it's pretty nice. And I've been actually letting Kate cut my hair lately, so for some trims.
Wow.
I know, it's bold. She messed it up recently, actually, but it's a small mess up. I was okay, I'll take another half inch off. I've been cutting... Kate lets me cut her hair lately. I started during the pandemic, and then I've continued, and she doesn't seem to mind or care, and it saves a lot of money. My stepdaughters, I will say, go to fancy salons, I think, and get their haircuts, but I'm not paying for that.
Yeah.
That's their mom's choice. And so I like love that we're not paying for. I've lately have been getting my haircut professionally cut about once a year. So
yeah, that's what Crystal does that too. She gets hers cut and then she's not going to any fancy salons.
Well, so Crystal might enjoy this. This recommendation was actually from a listener, but when I was posting something about Kate cutting my hair or something, they mentioned, and I kind of knew about this, but just hadn't ever done it. I've done it with massages, but not my haircut. Aveda has a hair institute like right in Buckhead. And I went and got, and it was like a person in training in, mm-hmm. I don't know what you call it, haircutting school. It's not what it's called. Cosmetology. I don't know what it's called. But they go to the Aveda Institute and they're getting their license. And I actually got someone that was, I had like a nice conversation with her. She was like 3 weeks from graduation. And so I was like, oh, this is almost like getting like, it's great. You're not like brand new, you know? And there's someone there that kind of comes and asks you how your experience was. I mean, it was like a pretty good experience for the price. I think it was like $30 for a haircut. And but it felt like a salon quality haircut.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
So staying on the personal care topic, next one for you.
Yeah, I don't wear any makeup. So I have never worn makeup. I wore makeup on my wedding day and it wasn't my makeup. Like somebody else put makeup on me. I don't even know how to put makeup on. I remember at prom one year, my neighbor put makeup on me because my mom didn't really even wear a lot of makeup and didn't have a lot to offer in that area. But yeah, I don't spend money on makeup. Every time I see people.
You're not at Sephora every week.
Nope. I mean, it's my kids buy some junk from there, but... Yeah, I just don't know.
That's
a
good one.
And I wouldn't know what to do with it. And it's pretty expensive. And I know that because my kids are always asking me for different stuff from there. And I really like not wearing makeup. And I think it's better for my skin and better mm-hmm. for a lot of things. Mostly my wallet, I'd say. And yeah, this is all natural, Andrew. I just started putting lotion on a few years ago. Like I learned that was important. So I'm doing some better skincare, I would say. Baby steps.
Yeah.
But yeah, no makeup.
Next one for me is the entire beverage category. So I only drink water. And so no coffee, no alcohol, which are typically big line items in a lot of people's budgets. But yeah, I used to drink a lot of milk. Don't drink any milk anymore. So yeah, just water for me.
Yeah. I was about to say I only drink water too until you said coffee and alcohol. And I was like, oh, wait, no, I don't. I do drink decaf. But we don't drink like soda or we don't really buy juice. If we buy juice, it's like a special occasion because we're like, going on a trip or something. Yeah. We also don't buy sparkling water anymore. We used to we put down a lot of sparkling water. We do have a soda sense machine and we pay for the refills, but I once did like a intense Excel analysis and I save a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of recycling on not buying cans of sparkling water and instead pumping my own carbonation in through the soda sense machine. Another one, I haven't spent money on gas in the last 4 months. And last year we spent so little because Greg had an EV all last year and I didn't, but we would mostly always drive his car unless we had to take mine. And I think we spent like a couple $100 on gas all year. And then this year I was like, you know what? We'll never spend. We have two EVs now and we will not spend any money on gas.
That's something I definitely miss about the Tesla.
Yeah.
Having to stop at gas stations and fill up.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you cycle to work, so you don't spend as much money on gas, I'd say.
Yeah. I probably only put 5,000 miles a year in my car, so. All right, next one. This is a big one. No private school tuition.
Yeah, we both have our kids in public school. That's a $100,000 a year one for me in terms of savings. I'd say with three kids.
Yeah, yeah. So they can get extremely pricey. And Crystal is a public school teacher, so we are both committed to the public education system and in our local schools.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. I am, again, no judgment. Lots of people have reasons for why they send their kids to private school. But this is not a cost decision for me. This is a belief system for me of, I like the way you said you're committed to the public education system. I'm not always happy with it, but I'm committed that I am able to, you know, augment it enough with my own activities with my kids that it is. But I do believe the more people that go to our local public schools, the better they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just a big believer in it. I went through the public school system myself and actually the exact same public school system that my kids are going through. And yeah, I'm until or if something absolutely terrible happens, you know, even during COVID, I stuck through it when I know a lot of people bailed and put their kids in private school.
All right, next, lawn service. So this is a difference for you and I.
Yeah, I love my lawn service.
I used to have a lawn service, and then when the pandemic hit, and I was like, I should be cutting my lawn. I used to do it, and then probably had a service for like 5 or 6 years when I was traveling a lot. So yeah. When I'd be gone for like 4 weeks, the lawn just was a mess. So I got a lawn service, and then, but yeah, that's one I debate quite a bit. That might be coming back.
Yeah, especially if you're like busy. I mean, I know you're a little bit busier than you have been lately. You just got a lot going on. And this is one where I will, if it was just cutting my lawn, I'd do it all day long. We have a lot of shrubbery, like things that involve getting up on a ladder and just like a lot. And I think the value we get for, I mean, similar to how a lot of people feel about house cleaning.
Yeah,
house cleaning, right. Feel about thing. Lawn service of just, I used to think when we retired, we'd do this ourselves. We pay $120 a month for it, or it's $60 every 2 weeks. And then we have to stay on a 2 week service. Like, we can't just turn it on and off seasonally.
Right.
And I don't think about it, and it's great. And my lawn always looks beautiful, or my yard always looks beautiful. And I have a big yard also. And so I think it's a pretty good value.
You're doing a nice job selling it.
Yeah. Our guys don't do your area. They're pretty local to this area, but yeah, I think it's money well spent for you.
All right. Next.
That's your assignment from this episode, is go turn your lawn service back on.
Get a lawn service. All right. Next, new cars. So this one, we've definitely bought new cars in the past, but we are on the kind of buy a 3 to 4 year old car, use it for 10 years kind of approach now.
Yeah, I mentally am on this approach, but I have failed this approach with my last two cars. Really just my many cars throughout my life, quite honestly. But I firmly believe in this, and it's the advice I give, and do as I say, not as I do. But we do have two Teslas now, and we got some nice tax breaks for buying them new. So
you
the
did
math, I did price out what it would have looked like to not have that and to get a used Tesla, though, and it just didn't pencil out. So,
yep. All right, next, kind of, this is a broad category, just latest technology.
This is another one where we're off, Andrew.
I think I had when the iPhone 13 came out, I was still on the iPhone 7 or 8. Yeah,
impressive.
I'd gone like 6 or 7 years, I think.
The point where the apps like don't even work on it anymore.
Yeah,
certain apps. Kind of that slow. Are
or,
like,
or it's really like the battery would only last for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But this is kind of one where we don't upgrade every year and kind of go 4 or 5 years.
I don't upgrade every year. I'll go 4 or 5 years. I mean, I've had my phone since I retired. It was the first time I actually got to choose my phone was when I left work. But I do like I bought a new laptop when I left work. And my thing is like, as long as it's still servicing me, but if it starts to become, and Greg's always really good about like looking at the new iPhones and like, if it doesn't have a new feature set, like he was talking about the latest one. And he was like, it's got a titanium case. He's like, I don't care. I put it in what do you call that word?
Otterbox.
But what do you call case? I don't know why I couldn't think, I said case, but I was thinking there was some other word for it. You put it in a protective case anyways. There's just certain things where it's like, when they came out with ones that had a significantly better camera and you could do the wide angle stuff. And like, I was like, that is like something I value and care about. So for me, it's more about like, what's the new feature set? And is it actually something I need or care about or would use? And I certainly don't need it every year, but I will say, you know, you'll probably see me every 5 years replacing some, I don't know. I'll probably have this MacBook Pro as long as it's still kicking.
All right. So last one for me is bread. So I love baking bread. I just baked 4 loaves tonight. And that is something that the kids still like, their store-bought bread.
That's what I was going to ask you, because some of my kids, they actually all love the sourdough, like especially when it's fresh out of the oven. And they like it for certain things. But when they want like a PBJ or a tofurkey sandwich, they want it on their like soft fake bread.
They like their soft fake bread.
Soft processed bread. Yeah.
But yeah.
So you're still spending some money on bread.
Yes.
But not as much.
Not as much.
Yeah. I agree. I'm pretty much, most of the bread I personally consume now is homemade sourdough bread. And I don't even make it as often as you. I use your trick you taught me, which is I freeze it. I'll make it in bulk and then freeze it. And then that lasts me like a couple months.
I pretty much now do 4 loaves every time I'm baking.
Okay.
And so then that'll last me probably a month or so.
I'll sometimes do like 8, like 2, like 4 and 4. Like not 8 all in one day, but like 4 one day, 4 the next day.
Yeah.
Just to knock it out. And then I wait long enough between that I almost let my starter die.
And then
just,
you call me and
then
say,
I call
hey,
you,
Andrew,
try to get,
I need some more starter and
call you, let you know I'm irresponsible. And I let my, despite my early retirement status, I can't keep some starter alive for too long. Okay. Well, this has been fun. I like we said from the beginning, I like just thinking about like what I don't spend money on and even just some of the things you don't spend money on. And you know, it's thought provoking is not even the right, it's like challenging in a way to just make it makes me reaffirm and like double down on like, no, I'm good. I don't, you know, like I feel very good about my lawn service, you know, like no qualms on like spending money on that, versus there's other things where I'm like, yeah, I don't need to buy as much clothing as I need to. Like when I look back, I'm not like happier at the end of the year because of that.
Right.
So I think it's a good exercise to just reaffirm and reassess what you are and are not spending money on. Thank you guys for listening. You guys should like call us. We like hearing like something interesting that you don't spend money on that you didn't put on here. So if you think of something you don't spend money on, send us a message. Maybe we'll play it on a future episode. You can leave an actual voicemail or text us at 404-981-3370. Or you can also send us a message on Instagram. We appreciate you guys listening. We know time is more and more limited these days, and thank you for spending some of it with us. If you ever want to leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts, we really appreciate it. You can also leave us a review on Spotify.
We also encourage you to share this episode with a friend or family member to encourage ongoing discussions about money. You can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Maddie.
Bye.
Bye. We're going-